story falls through the cracks, our own Lewis Black catches it for a segment called Back in Black.
Drugs. Some of us take them to get the courage to dance. Others to hit home runs. Take Yankee first baseman Jason Giambi, who testified to a grand jury he'd injected himself with a variety of performance-enhancing drugs provided to him by the Bay Area Laboratory and Cooperative. Or, John?
NAMBLA?
Right. But they also call themselves Balco. And thanks to their supplements, over the course of a few seasons, Giambi had gone from looking like this to this. Either he was injecting these drugs or he had an operation to put his legs where his arms were. Giambi got the drugs from Barry Bonds' trainer. Bonds himself told the grand jury he thought the supplements he was taking were just flaxseed oil. Oh, yes. Bicep expanding, rage inducing, testicle shrinking flaxseed oil. On 2020 last Friday, Balco's president, Victor Conti, admitted he had distributed illegal substances, but offered up this rock-solid defense.
It's not cheating if everyone's doing it.
He's right. It's rampant cheating. Fortunately, some people recognize the real harm this can do. Like Senator John McCain, who's got an opinion on everything these days.
The important aspect of this issue is that high school kids all over America believe that this is the only way they can make it.
So the next time one of our sports heroes thinks about doping, think about this little 12-year-old boy first. Sure, his team made the Little League World Series, but was it all worth it? But baseball players are hardly the only people injecting steroids or popping pills. Recent studies have shown that 44% of Americans take at least one prescription drug every day, which means the other 56% are either too hyper, not hyper enough, or don't have their herpes under control. But Procter & Gamble is doing its part to reach that under-medicated 56% with its new products, like its hormone patch to boost female sex drive. One of the women who test drove the patch offered this testimonial.
And I put it on in their offices, and on my way home, it was like, yes, we're going to have fun tonight.
Well, unless your husband's on Zoloft, because there goes his sex drive. But I suppose he could take a Viagra, which would help him get it up. But that would increase his heart rate. So be sure to have some Norvasic on hand to treat that. Or you could do what the rest of us schmucks do. Get drunk and just put on some Barry White. John?
I like Barry White. Lewis Black, we'll be right back.